The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. All right, and welcome to Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, and we want to welcome you back to our show today. We are talking actually about, good timing, Halloween coming up this week. We found Taconic students are actually really pretty zealous about the holiday, and we thought we might spend a little time chatting about students, two students, about what they plan to do this Thursday night and this week on Halloween. So let me introduce our guests today, our three student guests. We have Aiden, we have Avery, and we have Emma. Welcome to all of you, and thanks for joining us. It's really great to have you. Some of you are returning now for the multi-installation part of your conversation with us, and we appreciate that as well. So we want to, and we want to welcome Emma today too, who's kind of joining us for the first time. It's great to have you. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about, let's kind of go back, way back to your child, your dark childhood years.
Oh boy.
And let's talk a little bit about what makes it that, you know, when I asked who wanted to kind of be talking about this today, I think the three of you were pretty much, yeah, me. Like, so you must have some things maybe during your childhood that makes you just really love Halloween so much as a high school student. So tell us a little bit about, like, maybe one childhood memory you might have about Halloween, maybe a costume or a trick-or-treat outing that you might remember. And Aiden, maybe we can start with you.
All right. It's more so a funny story. There was one year where I was trick-or-treating. I was probably like 6 or 7. And we went to this house that had a normal door behind a glass door. Mm-hmm. And of course, me being the child that did not have object permanence, I walked and slammed into the glass door.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a funny little laugh. So that was interesting to say the least. But I think the main thing that got me into Halloween was just the idea of the creative aspect of it.
Yep.
Being able to become something you're not.
Yeah.
I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. Avery, how about you?
I just really have always loved the spooky season and mm-hmm. all of like the fun little scary things. I've always loved that sort of like aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I love vampires a lot.
Yeah.
If you ask me, that's just one thing you'll learn about me very quick.
Yeah.
So all of that like spooky atmosphere was great. And I've just always had fun on Halloween with my family. And there's a lot of movies and media I like that are like Halloween themed.
So. Yeah. I find so many people love the positive side of the dark side of things, right?
Agreed.
Like that they're really, there's something about maybe fall and kind of like the season kind of comes to an end and things die and there's a gloominess to it. And some people really...
There's a beauty to it though.
Yeah, there's a beauty. That's really well said. Yeah, there's a beauty to it. There's an elegance to the idea of the like an elegant decay, you know, in some way of how kind of fall kind of lends itself into winter. And there's that theme that kind of goes along with the Halloween spirit that a lot of people like. And I really respect that.
It's like a memento mori.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Emma, how about you?
I remember one of my costumes that I had for like 3 years was the yellow Care Bear. It was so embarrassing.
Nice.
But I loved it. And
wait, so what was it? Did you love it but you were embarrassed by it at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. Did people say things about it or was it just kind of how you felt?
No, it's just how I felt. Yeah. And then I also remember we would make my grandfather dress up as a woman. So
you know, I will say this is odd, but like when I was a kid, they did that to me one year when I was like 5 or 6. They actually dressed me up as a girl with like pigtails and put like a wig on me and stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was like against my will or not, but I do, obviously, of all the Halloweens, that kind of stands out to me. So
yeah, I could pull it off.
My grandfather had a hat with a wig on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know. And you know, and that's I think it does, I think everybody kind of agrees oftentimes too, the costumes themselves give someone a license to kind of take on another persona. It gives them that.
Yeah,
that.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was like a little kid, I would dress up as something scary and I would act scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, cause you were able to sort of like give off another emotion that you wouldn't be able to do without that costume. Right.
Yeah,
absolutely. So why, I mean, we've talked about why it's sort of important to you. Why do you think it's so, the holiday itself is so important to to people just in general. Do you think it allows, do you think that's what it is, that it allows people to kind of unleash different parts of their personality? What do you think really makes it so, so special, just in terms of why it's such a big deal, why it takes up almost like one night of the year, seems to almost take up more of a season in terms of the spirit of it and stuff. Avery, let's start with you.
You mentioned that like the whole memento mori, there's a beauty to, an elegance to like the whole death theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it links back to like, let's say a lot of subcultures. Like I think the one that sticks in my mind the most is like goth. It's like there's sadness in the world and there's a lot of like deep and dark stuff, but there's a beauty to it and there's good things to be found in it. And I think Halloween really represents that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people really resonate with that message a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you talk about goth or emo or anything like that, where people are finding a way almost year round to kind of like still have that feeling, I think, and that's something I think that's really important to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
agreed.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, this is kind of a joke and stuff in some ways, but when I was younger and listened to just different rock music and stuff, that idea of like My Chemical Romance. And Welcome to the Black Parade.
I love that. That's like my favorite album of all time.
Yeah. It's almost like an anthem for people who love that sort of darker side, that beauty of the darker side.
Absolutely.
Side of things as well.
It's so, like blissful nihilism.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. So, Emma, what are your thoughts as to why it's so important to people?
Honestly, I think it's just that people want to not be themselves sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So having a year where everyone doesn't have to be themselves makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Just that kind of,
if that makes any sense.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. Aiden, how about you?
Going off both our points, it's a night where people can kind of have a break from what they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, unleash a different part of their personality that maybe they wouldn't be able to otherwise.
Right.
But also, I think it has a little bit of a spiritual meaning to some people, because especially in a lot of media and sometimes, even if you look back at it, it's kind of known as a night where the living and non-living have like the shortest barrier between them. Like I've seen it described in media as the day where the quote unquote border between living and non-living is either very thin or not there.
Yeah.
So maybe people feel a more spiritual connection to the holiday. And it also just lets people be their most creative, because then they get to go out and show people like what they can make or what they can become.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So a lot of creativity, and then the idea of just that crossing over that barrier kind of changes a little bit when you're thinking about Halloween as well,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Really great insight. Great. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back. All right, and we are back at Up on Taconic. I'm Mr. Chiquette, and we are here today with Aiden, Avery, and Emma. I want to thank all of you again for joining us to talk a little bit about Halloween this week as we're approaching the Halloween holiday on Thursday. So kind of the big question here, Emma, let me start with you. Are you going out for Halloween this year? And if you are, then what costume are you planning on wearing? Or if you're not doing something like that, are you going to some sort of special event for Halloween this year?
I think I'm going to go out with at least my little cousin, I think. And I'm going to go out as a skeleton.
As a skeleton? Nice. And how old is your cousin?
I'd say like 8 or 9.
Okay. So pretty young. Mm-hmm. And do they know what they're dressing up as this year?
I haven't seen what they have dressed up as.
Yeah.
So I am not sure.
Yeah. So you're being a good older cousin, though. I'm going to take them out and do some trick-or-treating. That's awesome. Very cool. Aiden, how about you?
As of right now, I just plan on staying home and kind of being almost like an attraction to our house, and I'm dressing up as Beetlejuice.
Okay, cool. So you're going to dress up, but you're going to kind of like maybe hand out candy and things like that? Or
more so just kind of being an attraction to our house and kind of just interacting with some of the people that pass by.
So just in the front yard, kind of hanging out, dressed up?
Okay. Kind of just like interacting with people and seeing where the emotion kind of goes. And
I'm going to find you. I will say hi.
I love that. Yeah, if you're in Pittsfield, be looking around for a Beetlejuice out in the front yard. That's cool. Avery, how about you?
So my plan for costumes is pretty simple. I just talk to my friends usually, and we try to plan stuff out. So I'm going to be – so we're all from Kagurabachi, which is a manga that's been popping off in the past year or so. And I'm going to be Hakuri Sazanami. And then my two other friends are going to be Hiyuki and – Chihiro, and we're just going to match and get some candy and just chill.
So for those who maybe aren't understanding or getting what the references are, who are these characters?
Let's just use my character as an example. Hakuri, he's a sorcerer. Okay. He can use like magic abilities, and trying not to spoil anything, he's quite weak in the start, but he grows in strength really quickly, and he starts to understand and uses magical abilities better.
These are pretty complex characters then. They already have do you make up your own costume, or is it a costume you get?
I'm actually building it using different clothes, because a lot of characters wear like normal clothes, obviously. Yep. So I'm able to just like see like I need pants, I need this kind of pants, I need like suspenders on the pants, mm-hmm. and then I need like a basically like a loose fitting cardigan, and then like a button up.
Okay. But there's a certain look for each one of these characters that you're trying to match.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Very cool. All right. Well, finally, let's kind of, you know, we've talked a little bit about the past. We've talked about what you're doing. And let's talk a little bit about sort of the big picture from a cultural point of view. A lot of you, you know, we've referenced things like My Chemical Romance and music and stuff. Are there other sort of cultural go-to things out there that really kind of signify sort of Halloween-themed things for you, whether there's a certain movie that you love or music or a certain series and that really stands out to you, is like, oh, every year this is what I listen to, or every year this is what I watch. Aiden, let's start with you.
At least for me, it's usually horror movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the obvious, there's the Halloween, there's Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, which I actually plan on just binging like the first 8-ish movies in that series. But I mean, I do understand the music appeal. It's just usually not for me.
Okay. So you're more on the movie side with it.
Yeah, I'm more on the movie and like TV.
Yeah, and there's a lot to take
side to that.
Yeah, a lot to select.
Yeah,
from,
there's
right?
so many different franchises, all with very different and diverse characters, and it's a good source.
Yeah. And my cousins and I, when like in the 80s and stuff, when growing up stuff, I'd go over to their house, and we almost every Friday we'd get a Friday, you know, one of the 8, whatever it was at the time, Friday the 13th. And we'd binge those like almost every week. We'd have like a sleepover and stuff and do that. So I can certainly see like kind of pulling those back each time.
I've always had that soft spot for Friday the 13th. It's always been my favorite.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I really liked it too. Avery, how about you?
So I usually like, adding on to like the movie perspective, my favorite movie is The Crow. If you know me, I don't shut up about how much it's my favorite movie.
We've heard about it in class.
Yeah, we've heard about it in class quite a bit.
That's cool.
So in that movie, one of the main points is that the main character was going to have a wedding with his fiance on Halloween. So the movie actually takes place on the weekend of Halloween the year after they initially die. Mm-hmm. So it has a sort of Halloween stick. There's a lot of gothic architecture as well in the movie. And it's part of like what would I consider the goth starter pack. Yep. So going back to what I've said earlier, it's
starter pack.
It's a lot of like Halloween sort of like ideologies, I'd say, like mm-hmm. Memento Mori stuff we've mentioned in the past few questions. And the movie just really hit home for me. It really spoke to me, even though I only first watched it like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But it meant a lot to me. And also MCR is all year round, so I wouldn't really say that's a Halloween thing for me.
Okay. So yeah, it's more of a way of life. Then,
yeah,
right?
It's a way of life.
That's great. Emma, how about you?
Well, I love Tim Burton. I also love the music. I listen to music whenever I do my art.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Burton, I love all his movies.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people do.
Yeah,
that's great.
I don't blame you. Is there one that's my favorite before Crow?
Yeah. Is there one that stands out to you that you like the most? Or
Corpse Bride.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
I don't know if I've seen that. Okay.
It's really good.
Yeah. Okay. And is that what you're planning on watching like somewhere around, you know, this week or on Halloween?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I also plan on watching the Town of Halloween Town.
Okay.
It's a kids movie that I grew up on.
Yeah.
My mom loves that one.
Yeah. I mean the idea of the cultural part of things where people have all of these things, whether it's music, and you know, we've talked about sort of like music that signifies that darkness sometimes, but there's just outright Halloween music too, right? And there's all mm-hmm. the old Halloween like Saturday night specials and stuff, like the claymation things that they used to do, and then of course Tim Burton and all of the horror movies and everything that you're referencing as well. So you know, and I think just out there as you're getting ready for you know, for Halloween and stuff, the way that we all celebrate, the way that you will celebrate, just becomes really important for people. And I think it was kind of great to have a conversation with the three of you just to be able to kind of add in a lot of insight in terms of what makes this holiday so different and so special for you as well. So I want to thank you, Aiden, Avery, and Emma, for joining us this week. We definitely want to thank all of our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming on our podcasts like Spotify and CastBox. Feel free to reach out to us at DeconicTV@Pittsfield.net for any questions or comments, and we hope you will join us again soon, and we will see you next time on Up on Deconic. Up at Deconic has been a production of Deconic TV and podcast produced at the Deconic Podcast Studio in Pittsfield, Mass. And this week featured Aiden, Avery, and Emma. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting hardware and Pro Tools software and taped in October of 2024.